Hey there, and welcome to Mindful MBA's No Fail Friday Mindfulness Challenge. So you made it to the weekend, hoping you have some downtime factored into your plans and maybe just a little space for a No Fail Mindfulness Challenge. They can be one and the same, you know. Plus, I really think you're going to like where this one's coming from. So earlier this week, we tackled an old friend we all carry around with us, often in the back of our minds, but sometimes right there front and center. The inner monologue. It's the voice that tells us what we're good at and what we have no business even trying, as well as how what we're doing or even contemplating doing fits into some larger narrative that either bodes well or leads us to catastrophe. It's the voice that pretends to be your best friend, your strategic advisor, and your coach all in one. It's usually about one mission, though, and that mission is keeping you safe. Of course, safe is nice and is actually quite important in certain contexts, but in others, it's a bit of a false promise. You may actually be safe, but you're also stuck, rooted either in self-doubt or the state I affectionately refer to as analysis paralysis, so entranced by the back and forth of your internal narrative that you're listening closely without doing much else. So this weekend, you're going to ask that voice to drop the mic, and not in a badass kind of way. So maybe it's more that you're going to gently remove the mic from the grip that it's become used to having on your attention all this time. Your no-fail challenge is about those pep talks that you're so good at offering to others, but that tend to take on a harsher tone when directed to yourself. It's time for a script revision. It's time to take back that mic. So when thoughts pop up in a mindfulness practice, our goal is usually to let them pass by without engaging with them. In fact, the ability to train yourself to do that is a core skill of a mindful lifestyle. This weekend, however, we're going to offer a gentle, thoughtful, but effective counter to the storyline our brains have become so comfortable offering up. Start by finding a few minutes to catch your breath. Work with a guided or recorded meditation, or simply use the pace of your breath as a focal point. Maybe inhale to a steady count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and then exhale to the same 1, 2, 3, 4. Find your breath, find your groove, and go ahead and settle in. And then regardless of what thoughts may or may not be vying for a slice of your attention, begin to work with the following gatha, which is sort of like a mantra that you think internally to yourself. When you inhale, think, I have access to everything I need. And as you exhale, to do everything I decide to do. Repeat for at least 5 rounds, inhaling, I have access to everything I need, exhaling, to do everything I decide to do. So at least 5 rounds, preferably more if you can. In fact, a great way to layer into this challenge would be to go one more round than you actually want to, because you always have one more round in you, and it will probably be a whole lot less uncomfortable than that voice in your head is telling you it will be. Life is full of scary moments and challenges we don't think we're up to. My personal belief, however, is that you wouldn't be staring right at them if that were true. So this weekend, find your breath, and then find your voice. While it does sometimes seem to have a mind of its own, it's yours, and it can't tell you anything you don't want to hear. Have a great weekend, and remember to find some time to catch your breath so you can unleash your potential.